blessings, shalom, love, and blessings, Yah'ites, family of Yah, in Messiah, Yahushua, Jesus Christ. An impromptu live stream, and we're going to be speaking about unlocking God's blessings. Unlocking God's blessings, the function of man and woman, unlocking the blessings of Yah God. So we're going to be going into a subject that I haven't seen covered. And I'm going to be using the website, and you can go and follow along. If you are listening to the podcast or you're listening to the audio, you can go to the website at yahites.org, yahites.org, and you can go to the article entitled Function. Just type in the search bar function, you'll come up with it. Function, man and woman unlocking the blessings of Yah God. So that's what we're doing today. That's the topic for today. First of all, I'm going to show this is fair use. There is going to be some material, but under the Fair Use Act, under certain circumstances, it may be quoted verbatim for purposes such as criticism, news reporting, in this case, teaching and research, without the need for permission or payment to the copyright holder. Okay. So, unlocking the blessings of Yah. So, we're going to start from a place that may seem a bit odd, but what you're going to do is you're going to find that it is very relevant. Unlocking the blessings of God through function, functionality. Amen. So where are we going to start? We are going to start on farmland. We're going to start with a company called Monsanto. You may or may not have heard of them, but Monsanto are one of the biggest bio technology agricultural companies in the world, if not the biggest. Okay, now why are we going to start with Monsanto? Why are we going to start with talking about food, soil, crops? Because one of the things, the main thing that Monsanto deal with is genetically modified organisms, genetically modified food, corn, rice, flowers, flour, cauliflower, etc., etc., etc. And one of the things that has happened with Monsanto is that in using their products, farms have been suffering from soil that has been destroyed where no other crop can be used, and from a thing called superbugs and super weeds that have occurred as a result of using Monsanto products, genetically modified seeds or products. And I can, and I've got my Isha here, my beautiful Isha. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, God bless you.
And the reason I do, you know, it's good for her to be here because even though I know this stuff, she's actually educated in this stuff. Very heavily, very well educated in the education, business, and sustainability side of things. So it's good that she's here, because if I need to speak with her either now or later, then she can give maybe even a deeper educational understanding than I can. All right. So I'm talking from a point where, having spoken with my wife, my Isha, she, you know, had told me, we discussed this many years ago, and I ended up being in Africa, on the African continent, and ended up being on a farm, well, more than one farm, and the owner of the farm showed me a field of corn, and he said that they had one good harvest, and then all of a sudden there were these bugs that they cannot get rid of. And as I looked across the field, as far as I could see from top to bottom, dead corn, corn that was no good to eat. And he took me through it, and he was showing me, and he was showing me these little bugs, and he was showing me the state of the corn. The color was off. It just literally, there was no life in the corn. And this is going to be very significant in when we're talking about function, because what has happened is that even though you're getting crops from genetically modified foods, what they're doing is they're interfering with the functionality of the seed, the genome. And because they have messed about with it on a genetic level, they're creating problems that they never foresaw. And even though it's functioning on a level where they're able to produce crops, there are problems occurring that they have no answers for. One of the things that they do use as well is a product called Roundup. And Roundup in itself has its own problems. Roundup in itself creates issues for those who are wanting to get clean crops for the masses. So is there anything you want to add on Monsanto? And one of the other things that I've got to say as well is that the only way that they can restore their land, these farmers, is by burning the crops and burning the soil. And this is going to be very significant in as we go through and I come to the end of the article and the post and the message that I have for you. So was there anything else that you wanted to add in regards to?
Not really, other than basically what you've said. Is just Roundup is just a little bit of clarification. It's a product designed for farmers to use on their you know, use alongside the things that they are growing and planting to stop the growth of things like weeds and that will come up and strangle crops. It's used to one of the things as a deterrent for bugs and things like that, making it, what it was designed to do, it says it will give people a stronger crop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the most simplest way I can put Roundup as I remember mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Okay. And so we'll see that. So as we see there, the function and the functionality of the crops and pesticides
mm-hmm.
is interfering with the original function and functionality
mm-hmm.
of the soil and the crops.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So I hope that makes sense to you. That's just a short introduction. And now we're going to go into the meat and the potatoes. And let me say, in this, there are no bones to be spat out. You need to listen and pay very close attention to what is going to be shared in this message that I'm bringing to you today. Because I speak to many people in the week, different people over the years, many, many people, and some, especially speaking to believers, some believers approach their issues in their life from a purely spiritual point of view, and some swing completely the other way and they look at it from a completely legalistic point of view. But I'm bringing something to you that is coming from the garden, as Jesus said himself, said Yahushua himself said, in the beginning. He always went back to the beginning. He always went back to the garden. So this is where we're going. We're going back to the garden. All right. So function, man and woman, unlocking the blessings of Yah God. In Proverbs 14, it says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Everything throughout creation has a function. Many refer to this as a purpose. Both are interchangeable terms. For this series of articles, I'll be using the term function. And as you can see from the title in the article and this message that I'm speaking to you, we're going to be exploring and uncovering the unchangeable function of men and women as defined by the creator of all living things. So before we start and go into this, let's look at a dictionary definition of the word function so that we have a common understanding as a starting point. So when we go to the dictionary definitions, I'm going to give you a couple of examples as it says here. Function, an activity that is natural to or the purpose of a person or a thing. Practical use or purpose in design. A basic task of a computer, especially one that corresponds to a single instruction from the user. A thing dependent on another factor or factors. So, as a verb, it's to work or operate in a proper or particular way. That's very important. To work or operate in a proper or particular way. To fulfill the purpose or task of a specific thing. So that is the word function defined. So as with anything created either by Yah or by man, there is a preceding condition that is desired to be improved, corrected, or helped. In Genesis chapter 2, we see that Yah said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. So as we see here, the thing to be improved or corrected or helped was man. And it says that Yah took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And here we see that Yah God had put the man in the garden and given him something to do even before he created the woman. And he also gave the man the commandments before the woman was created. So in Ecclesiastes, we see that it's written, whatever your hand finds to do, do it well with all your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in the grave to which you are going. So wherever you are in life at the moment, you need to find out, understand, and do what it is you are meant to do in accordance with the will of Yah God in the situation that you are in with what you have. Essentially, your kingdom come, your will be done. It's to the Father in heaven. In Genesis 2 again, it says, this is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth when Yahuwah God made the earth and the heavens. In Genesis 2, man was given an understanding of the resources available, along with the commandments, what to do and what not to do. And we see in Genesis 2 from the very beginning that man is responsible directly to Yah. Let me make this bigger for you. I'll make this bigger. All right. Okay. I'll say that again. we see in Genesis chapter 2 that from the very beginning that man is responsible directly to Yah. Keep this in mind, because nothing has changed. This is why when you read the scriptures in the Bible, in the Holy Bible, the scriptures, you will see that the vast majority of every scripture written is written directly to men. And so every man on this planet is accountable and responsible to Yah, whether they are believers or unbelievers, whether they want to accept it or not. And it's for this reason that we have the following scriptures, amongst many others, that detail and reveal every man's responsibility and accountability to Yah. In Jeremiah 17, it says, I, Yahuwah, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. All of the above was instituted, put in place before woman ever entered the picture. In Genesis 2, again, it says, then Yah God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who's just right for him. Here we see the reason, the function, the purpose of all women. The reason that they were designed a specific way for a specific function and purpose. So contrary to many erroneous teachings and doctrines and beliefs and accusations by the ignorant, no woman was ever meant to be a footstool for any man. Woman is the fruit bearer of man. I'm going to repeat that again. Woman is the fruit bearer of man. So when we see statements embedded within society and cultures, such as a dog is a man's best friend, or women can't live with them, can't live without them, etc., you have to understand that that culture or society is being manipulated and controlled by Satan himself. Mainstream society has pushed and supported ideas and ideals such as feminism and independent women, which separate women from their Yah God-given position and role, which, contrary to the doctrine of feminism, automatically gives women authority, and contrary to the push for independent women, places men and women as interdependent. And I'm also going to add, even though this is not on the page, I'm also going to add that there's, because this was actually, I wrote this a couple of years ago, a few years ago, there's a new movement, the Red Pill movement and the MGTOW movement, men going their own way, where they diminish the role of women. Men are diminishing the role of women in their lives, or saying that they don't need a woman. That, as well as a movement for men, is satanic in origin and more harmful than good. So the world's ideas and ideals has pushed and supported through society and culture throughout the earth actually robs men and women of the blessings that Yah God pronounced upon them together in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 1, it states clearly, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Neither man nor woman is completely independent in the kingdom of Yah God. Sadly, now in this modern world of godless societies, women and men, believers as well as unbelievers, get money in their pocket and completely abandon the prime and core functions they were created for. No wonder Yahushua says how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Very hard.
Very hard.
Yeah. Money and riches, fame and fortune, power and influence cannot replace the order and blessings that Yah God ordained from the beginning. These ungodly mindsets and behaviors manifest and are displayed in the church, the body of Christ, the Messiah, when a scripture such as the following is read or taught. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says, But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God.
Mm-hmm.
Women rebel and men acquiesce. They give in because of wrong teaching and old mindsets. Men have continued to do the same thing as Adam, who chose to blame the woman for his mistakes and pass the responsibility back to Yah God. When he said in Genesis chapter 3, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat it. That's what man said in his response for him doing what he was told he shouldn't do. And women are still listening to the same old lie from the devil. Because as Genesis 3 says, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahuwah God had made. And he's one who went directly to the woman. Reinterpreting scripture and the commandments in a way that takes them out of the function, away from the purpose women created for, were created for. And many wonder why their households, their families are dysfunctional. Because it's written in Genesis 1, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and the morning were the sixth day. Everything Yah God created until man and woman was good. But after he had made man and woman and blessed them with roles, responsibilities, and commandments, he looked and said it was very good. Amen. Without going any deeper, I want to end here on a word of encouragement to all men and women who read this article or are listening to this message. Whatever your current situation is in terms of relationship, seek first the kingdom of Yah God and his righteousness in your life as men and as women, interdependently, because that is where the original blessings start and still flow from in abundance. So we see, what is another word for interdependent? It's when it's being connected, intimate, allied, mutual or mutually beneficial. You can go and read that on the site. So now let's go deeper. I'm gonna go deeper into this topic of function. When we look at that word good, when Yah God said good, he said, behold, everything that he created was good. It was functional. It was functioning. When he made man and woman, blessed them, giving them what they're meant to do, he said, very good. That word good means functioning or functional. So God had created everything functional. And when man and woman had entered into the mix and he had put man in dominion of the earth and woman to help him, he said it's very functional. It was functioning optimally. Now, the problem is in society and the lives of people every day, Satan has deceived the whole earth to make people comfortable at various levels of dysfunction. And this is the issue. The various levels of dysfunction and its mindsets have been brought into the church, have been brought into the body of Christ. So there are things that aren't what God wants. So there's no actual commandments for certain things, but because they are dysfunctional, women are dysfunctional in their thinking, men are dysfunctional in their thinking. Women are dysfunctional in their actions, men are dysfunctional in their actions. What they're doing is they're bringing up situations that are dysfunctional and affecting the functional order of God in their life. They could be going to church every week. They could go to church every day if they want. They could pray 5 times a day, 10 times a day, nonstop. But because they are not functioning in the order of Yah, what you're finding is that there is an excuse, a justification for dysfunction. And I see it all the time. People, men justifying dysfunction, and then wondering why there's so much havoc in their life. Women justifying dysfunction, making excuses for their behavior, making excuses for choices, and then wondering why there is so much havoc in their life or disorder. And then men and women end up blaming the devil when the devil didn't have anything to do with it. You chose your lifestyle. You made the choices based on dysfunctional order, because this is how you did it in your culture. This is how you did things family-wise, or this is what you were told to do by the teacher or your boss or whatever. And just as in the case with Monsanto, the only way to remedy this dysfunction is when Christ comes. When Christ comes, it says very clearly that he has come with fire before him. And we know, when we look at the rainbow in the sky, he's not talking about rights for any procreative deviance. He's dealing with a promise that he made, that he is not going to come and destroy the earth by water again. Next time, it's going to be fire. Because that is going to be the only way that is going to get rid of these super problems that is in the earth. Just as in the same way, it's going to be the only way to get rid of, it's the only way to get rid of these super bugs.
But they don't, we maybe have to clarify that.
Go ahead. Cover it. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, because you've just used the term the same way, we may have to get rid of these super bugs. Because you haven't gone into it, people may not be able to understand.
I think I did at the beginning. At the beginning, I stated regarding that the super bugs that have been created by the corn, by these GMO products, we will see. We will do a rewind.
Okay.
Maybe your mind was drifting off somewhere else while you're eating your yogurt. But yeah, the only way to get rid of these superbugs and super weeds that are created by these genetically modified products, such as the seeds and the fertilizers, is fire. That's the only way to cleanse those crops and cleanse the earth and give it time to reheal and restore itself and be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
the thing is, though, once you have a fire, once fire hits the earth, it has a habit of, doesn't just restore, but the soil itself becomes very rich in nutrients, minerals, mm-hmm. that had before been depleted or were not there at the same level before,
mm-hmm.
which is why you have people and companies that like to grow things in volcanic ash,
mm-hmm.
because it is so beneficial to what mm-hmm. is planted in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire has molded it. Like you said, it replenishes, but it also brings about an abundance mm-hmm. of that which is good mm-hmm. for the body. Anything planted in that
mm-hmm.
will be very, very rich in natural minerals.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when the scripture that comes to mind is that Yahushua, Jesus, is referred to as being a refiner's fire.
Amen. Yeah.
And for you who are listening to this, you need Christ. You need Messiah, Yahushua. You need to repent of your dysfunctional thinking, your dysfunctional behavior, because everything that God creates is good. Everything that Yah creates is good. Every gift he gives is good. Yeah. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So you need to allow that refiner's fire to burn within your life, burn within your heart, burn within your mind. Amen. Burn within your soul and spirit. to remove the dross, the dysfunction of the way you think and the way you view things, so that you are able to unlock the blessings of God in your life. Because there is no excuses. There's just because you can operate in within dysfunctional conditions doesn't mean it's the will of God for you. I'm going to say that again. Just because you can operate in dysfunctional situations, circumstances, it does not mean that that's God's will for you. Yah's will for you is to be functional, to be fruitful and multiply. And the sad thing is many women have reduced themselves just to be providers of children. Presenting themselves as 30 years ago to be nothing less or nothing more than prostitutes. The gift that you are meant to be for a man was beyond what you have in your knickers. You need to change your way of thinking, because there is no excuses before God. You either want what God wants or you don't. Remember, when Christ comes, he's going to be dealing with people who are going to be saying, didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do that in your name, Lord? And they're going to be calling him Lord, Lord. And Jesus, Yahushua, is going to say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And that iniquity is compromise. And that compromise is when you want to operate and make excuses for dysfunctional areas in your life because you don't want to function in obedience with the Creator's original order. Go on, Ben.
I was going to say on that point that you just brought up in regards to women, in terms of using their bodies and their wounds, if you like,
to trap them there,
to as a means of value to themselves. In that it might have sounded a bit hard, because there are lots of women out there were saying, well, what woman would wantonly have children and no man around to raise them? But the reality of it is, I too thought like that at one point. However, the blatant ways of many women, they're no longer hiding it. It's all there on the internet for you to see. Women who will tell other women, it's not worth having multiple children from one man. Go and have them from multiple different men, then you've got multiple incomes. Because that was the end. That was what they wanted. So, you know, you've got women out there telling other women, you know, if you have multiple children for one man, this is the maximum you will get a month. However, if you have multiple children by multiple different men, the number goes up significantly. So it's a real thinking out there, followed by behavior. So I just wanted to clarify that, because this is not, as a woman, this is not a woman bash woman or man bash woman. This is reality. This is what is happening out there. And, you know, the reality of it is, just like has been expressed in the whole thing of Monsanto, there are, I will say, there is a lot of strange seeds out there being spread, which will result in super bugs, super problems. When done outside, when we behave outside of the order of God. And let's face it, behavior comes from the thinking first. Once you start thinking outside, and that's the thing, that's what, how Satan got Eve, got woman in the very beginning, because it was her thinking that mm-hmm. changed first and then followed with action,
mm-hmm.
because she already knew. And here comes now a strange seed,
mm-hmm.
and she took that into her thinking,
mm-hmm.
and acted upon it. And mm-hmm. that's the reality for us. That's why we have to be very careful about the seeds that we take in.
Mm-hmm.
And by seeds, I'm not just referring to, obviously, natural seeds. I'm talking about seeds that are given, even in the forms of somebody else is talking, which is why I personally
mm-hmm.
make it a point not to watch multiple of these things on TV
mm-hmm.
just because they come with the title God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you listen to teachings, you are taking on somebody else's seeds.
Uh-huh.
And so we preach must, it. Especially as women mm-hmm. who are designed to take seed
from only
one man, mm-hmm. right? We are designed. If you take it and listen to multiple, you are taking in multiple seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the same effect. Mm-hmm. It will leave you dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
It will leave you out of the order of God.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Bang on. No, thank you for that. There was something that came to me while you were just speaking there about value. Value, you know, because nowadays women try to, how can I put it, say that they equate themselves to being just like men and not understanding their value outside as women individually.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to put it in this way, because many women think that they can go and sleep around mm-hmm. now,
yeah,
and that their value won't be diminished.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put it to in this way, so it's very easy to understand. From the very beginning, woman is a gift. Yeah, woman is a gift given by God to man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the gift is given by a giver to a recipient.
Yeah.
Okay. To one person.
Yeah.
Right. Now, here's the difference in terms of understanding the value between a man and a woman. So now we know that the scriptures say that a woman's value is far above rubies. Okay. So you have one ruby. Say a woman is a ruby, or a woman could be a gold.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the woman could be gold. All right. So let's look at it from the value proposition of a woman being gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though we know her value is far above rubies. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. And I want every woman and man to listen to this. So I always use this analogy that woman is wealth. Yeah. Woman is wealth, and the wealth of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because God gave man a map to where all the gold and the bdellium and all the good stuff
mm-hmm.
is. Yeah. He gave him commandments, gave him a job,
mm-hmm.
and he gave him a woman.
Yeah.
That's all he had.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the woman was obviously in relation to where all the gold and the bdellium and the onyx and all this stuff is. He in the job that he was doing and in living in accordance with the commandments, that's what the woman was given to him to help.
Yeah.
All right. To function at his best.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now the woman comes. Just say she is just like gold. As a man, if he's given more gold, it makes him more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if the woman is the gold and she splits herself up between multiple men,
mm-hmm.
is she increasing her value or reducing her value.
Yeah, 100%. She's reducing her value. She's every time.
Every time she slivers a bit off of herself and gives it to someone, her value is reduced by definition.
Yeah,
because she's taken herself outside of being the gift that enables, and trying to flip it and don't realize it can't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
So, as you rightly said, a woman listening to what receiving seed, instruction, or being mutually in agreement with, or in unity with, or covenanted with one man is of far higher value than a woman who is out there with £1 billion, $1 billion, €1 billion, who is living a life splitting herself between multiple men.
Yeah.
That's the cold hard facts.
And just to kind of like bring what you said into a little bit of reality. So I knew somebody many, many years ago who basically was doing very well for herself, had her own business. And yeah, by all intents and purposes, was doing very, very well for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but she had a lot of, we use this term today, partners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that this particular person was going out there with the intention of having lots of partners.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the thinking today, you know, to meet the man of your dreams, you've got to go out there, meet him, you do the whole dating thing, you do the whole sleeping thing, together thing. And hopefully, you know, it works out together. He wants to marry you and that's it. You'll have that one man. But we know that formula doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, she fell into those same trappings, you know, going out with somebody. And I'm not talking about what we would class as short-term relationships. Some of those relationships went on for years, but ultimately came to an end.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big chunk of herself
having been
given to a man.
Exactly.
Right.
Eventually, though, she did, if you like, women would use the word like snag the right guy, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, she was happy. They got a place together.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was good. And I think what it was, they used to go out quite regularly together and things, you know, just different things they'd go to together. I don't want to put names to them.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, what ultimately happened was that he turned around and said to her that he could not stay in a relationship with her any longer because he said he was tired of ended up meeting different men that she had been in a relationship with.
Boom.
And he said that was it. He couldn't bear it anymore because every time they kind of went somewhere or he'd speak to somebody, there'd always be somebody that knew her in that capacity.
Who knew her in the biblical sense.
There we go. And so because of that, by all intents and purposes, though, they were happy. Like I told you, they had a place together now, everything.
Mm.
And they were, you know, by all sense, he was committed to her.
Mm.
But that he couldn't take anymore.
Mm.
And on that, he left her.
Wow.
So she ended up right back in the same situation again.
Wow.
So all of the success of her business didn't help her in that which she naturally wanted. And if women are honest, they do want. I tend to notice that the women that tend to be bitter are the ones that tend to think that that's it, their time has passed.
Mm.
Or have tried and tried and tried, and like now they've become very bitter by the experience, you know, because, you know, nobody, as they feel, nobody wants them, they're never going to be settled.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is ultimately every woman wants that.
Amen. 100%.
Every woman wants to be under one man.
Amen. And, you know, there is, we're not going to go into it, you know, but yeah. I've spoken about this mm-hmm. before regarding semen, DNA,
yes.
microchimerism.
Yeah.
Spoken about this a good while ago.
Yes.
Somebody else has done a video now with a pathologist talking about the amount of male DNA that ends up in a woman's mm-hmm. brain
mm-hmm.
Who has led a promiscuous life.
Mm-hmm.
So my message on that, you know, because that's deep
okay.
and that is sad.
Yeah.
There's the good thing is we have Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We have the opportunity to repent,
mm-hmm.
men and women, because it's not just women who have been deceived into this lifestyle. It's also men who've been deceived into the lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
thinking that they are going to have to answer to God
mm-hmm.
regarding the women that they have either deflowered,
mm-hmm.
deceived,
mm-hmm.
And taken along for a ride mm-hmm. just for sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
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 Now, the good thing is that the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
And the purpose, the function, and the design of man and woman has never changed.
Mm.
Amen. So, in essence, woman, you are still gold. Yeah. Woman, your value is still far above rubies.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
This is how God sees you.
Yeah.
Yeah. God didn't send Christ into the world to condemn the world, but that through him, the world might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you might have lived a life where your value has been diminished,
mm.
but your value is not diminished to God.
Amen.
Amen. He says to not conform yourself to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He wants you to prove. He wants you to discern. He wants you to understand and live what his good and acceptable and perfect will is. So if you have been caught up in that lifestyle and you're a woman, I just say one thing. Repent. Yah loves you. He sent Christ to die for you so that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. He wants to bring you back to the core, original, non-genetically modified way of life
mm.
that he instituted from in the garden. To you men as well, if you're finding that your prayers aren't being answered, that your life is not going the way it should be, and I'm not talking about money, I'm not talking about wealth, because you can be empty and have everything. He's saying the same to you. He's calling you, brothers. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. I just come to mind is the words of my son, who's just given us a grandchild with his Ishai's woman. And he said, holding and looking at his child, he said, I never thought that I would be able, that I could love like this. He couldn't even imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you now that you don't understand and you cannot imagine the love that God has for you.
Amen.
God can restore you. He can restore your life. But you cannot bring your dysfunctional thinking, your dysfunctional way, a way of operating to him. You have to leave it all behind. Amen. You have to be transformed. And the only way you can do that is by renewing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Repent. Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come into the mind of man, the thing that God has got, that Yah has got prepared
mm-hmm.
for those who love him.
Amen.
Stop devaluing yourself, women. Men, stop devaluing women and bringing yourself into judgment and condemnation of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom, love and blessings in Messiah.
Yah, God bless you all.
Yah, bless you.